Well, my goodness, aren't you a funny little fuck? All your exclamations of love and devotion about how I deserve everything. I am your goddess, and I should have everything I desire. I should have the best of everything. And that's why I should have the biggest, hardest, best cock. Attached to the biggest, strongest, most fabulous lover. That's why you have absolutely no jealousy. That's why you really want to see me happy. That's why you really want to see me take another man's cock. Just to make me happy. Just to give me all that I deserve. Just so that I never want for anything. That's right. You just want me to be happy. It has nothing to do with the notion that you might perhaps be living vicariously through my pussy. That you want me to have his cock because you want you to have his cock. You want me to feel him pounding me, filling me, fucking me, using me, oh, taking me over the edge and making me fucking come, filling me with his seed. You want all of that, not for me, but because really, it's what you want for yourself. And you're too afraid to admit it. You're too afraid to be the faggot that you really are. You're too afraid to admit that the idea of his cum makes you cum. That's why you want to fucking play cleanup boy for me. That's why you want to lick my poor tender pussy clean after he's pounded it into the fucking ground. That's why you want to slurp the cum from my cunt until it is pristine, not because I deserve the very best, but because you're a cum-craving sissy faggot. That's the real truth. You crave that cum. But it's hard for you to admit. So you'll have that one degree of separation, as if being a cuck is less humiliating than being a faggot. Or maybe it's because being a cuck is more humiliating than being a faggot. There is that as well. That way you get to have that big fucking giant superior cock in your face, or swallow the cum from that cock. And more than just being a faggot, you get to know your place in the social structure. The cum-cleaning boy. But wouldn't you like a promotion from cum-cleaner to fluffer? Instead of just enjoying the after effects, wouldn't you just love to be part of the beginning? To nuzzle and suck and lick that cock as it hardens in your mouth? To open so that he can fuck your face a little bit. Get it nice and wet for my pussy. That sounds better, doesn't it? To be able to nurse that cock to life. For me, of course, for my pleasure. So that, you know, I can have that cock in my cunt as if he wouldn't get hard for me. No, it's all for me, not about you desperately needing his cock in your mouth. Not about you being that cock-craving sissy faggot that you are. You just want to be of service. You just want to be of use. You just love women so much that you'll suck a cock for one. That's how much you love your goddess. Oh my goodness. Of course, that doesn't explain why you jerk off while you fucking do suck that cock. why you come so fucking close when he hits the back of your throat? Why you're practically a fluffer nutter? Isn't that right, little fucking fluffer nutter faggot? Makes you want to come, doesn't it? The idea of sucking him hard, sucking him off for my pleasure. Of letting him use your mouth until your fucking throat is sore, your mouth is wet and drooling, and getting his cock all ready for my pussy, making it nice and wet, using your saliva as a fucking lube. Isn't that right? Fluffer nutter faggot? It does make you want a nut, doesn't it? It makes you want a nut so fucking bad, the idea that he would just stick his cock in you, and admittedly, that's not where he wants to blow his load, but, you know, if I'm bored with his cock and I'm not ready to let him go just yet, I suppose you could be of service then. We could use that as the excuse. I'm already all fucked out, and he still wants some. So that's how you could be of service. Right, Fluffernutter? Isn't that right, faggot? That's how you're going to be of service to your mistress. That's how it's all about me. About keeping the man there for me. Why don't you just fucking admit it? We all fucking know you crave that cock. We all fucking know that you would be going for that fucking cock whether I was there or not. I just give you the excuse. I give you the order. I take the responsibility so that it's not your fault that you're a cock-craving faggot. And you are. A cock-craving faggot. All right, well, if that's what you need, I will be the big, bad girl and force you to suck that cock. I'll be the one responsible as I hold your head down on his cock. I'll be the one responsible as I push your face down into his balls. I'll be the one responsible as I fucking shove my fingers up that sissy cunt of yours and get it open and ready to take his cock, because you do want him to fuck you like a girl, don't you? You do want him to fuck your pussy the way I had my pussy fucked, don't you? I'm sure that you do. So you just fucking open. Spread those legs. Open. Do it for mistress, not for yourself. Not because you need it. Not because the only way you're ever going to feel fulfilled in life is when you are fulfilled in your fucking sissy cunt. You just fucking do it because mistress made you. Open that fucking hole, you whore. Do it. For me. Do it for him. Do it because you have no fucking choice. And we'll pretend that I'm the one leaving you no choice. We'll pretend that he's the one leaving you no choice. We'll pretend it's not your own fucking erection that forces you to take that fucking cock. It's your own fucking craving that forces you to take that cock. And we'll pretend it's not your fucking orientation that forces you to crave that cock. It's all just because mistress said so. So go ahead, forced faggot. Take it. Let's pretend. Let's pretend you don't want it. Let's pretend I'm forcing you to take it. Let's pretend that you don't actually need that cock, that you could live without it. That as he's about to fucking blow his load in your face, you're not about to fucking come in your own hand. Let's pretend you're not about to fucking come in your own hand over the fucking thought of it. Let's pretend you're not going to come in your own hand over the smell of his balls slapping against your chin. Let's pretend you're not about to come in your own fucking hand as his cock buries itself in your throat. Let's pretend you're not about to come in your own hand as every fucking breath you take is at the mercy of his cock. And let's pretend you're not a little faggot fluffernutter about to blow his fucking load over the idea of being my fucking fluffer. Let's pretend, Fluffernutter, that you're not coming. Let's pretend, Fluffernutter, that you're not a little faggot coming in his fucking hand for that cock in your throat. Let's pretend, fucker. Let's pretend that your balls don't empty and your hand doesn't fill with your shame over the thought of his cock. And then we can go back to pretending you're a real man. But nobody's going to buy that either.